The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour. I am so tempted to continue the Afghanistan discussion. And there's a great deal to talk about today. It is not getting better at all. The number of people being evacuated from Afghanistan has picked up, which is good. But the number of Americans that are trapped inside the country, the number is still very high. And the U.S. government has basically said, You're on your own. At a press conference today, Jen Psaki, the press secretary, got upset with a reporter who implied that Americans are stranded in the country. And she got real testy. So I'm offended that you said that they're stranded. And the reporter said, well, what would you call it? They can't get out. If they can't get out, aren't they stranded? And she was upset that he used the word stranded, even though that exactly describes what's happening. They are stranded, at least for the moment. Far more important than trying to find blame. And history is going to do a good job of that. I keep telling you I'm not an expert on anything, but history is not going to treat Joe Biden, nor his administration, nor the State Department, nor the Pentagon. This is the operation for Dumb and Dumber. And I have just enormous respect for the American military. But the people who are coming out every day in these press conferences are clueless. Clueless. Inept. Anyway, far more important than that is the human aspect. Continue to pray for the people of Afghanistan. Continue to pray for the Christians. We are continuing to hear reports of the Taliban going door to door, finding Christians and beating them or sometimes executing them. That's where we need to put our attention right now. And I am praying that God will give the president and our military leaders wisdom to try somehow, some way, to make decisions that will make this situation better than what it is. All right. I want to get to this. Again, we could spend a lot of time talking about Afghanistan, but this is very, very concerning to me, and it certainly should be to you. Headline, 60% of adults under 40 say Jesus is not the only way to salvation. He is simply equal to Buddha and Muhammad. Now, that would be really, 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 really bad if that was 60% of the general population. It's not. It's 60% of adults under 40 who say they are born again. I want you to listen to this. Here it is. Let me quote. More than 60% of born-again Christians in America between the ages of 18 and 39 believe that Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus are all valid paths to salvation. And over 30% say they either believe that Jesus sinned, just like other people when he lived on earth, or they're not sure, according to a new study. This is a new study by Probe Ministries, which is a very, very reputable Christian organization headed by Kirby Anderson. Many of you may be familiar with Kirby Anderson. The study interviewed over 3,000 Americans between 18 and 55. They looked at other previous studies and saw a precipitous drop in a basic biblical worldview. In the general population, in 2010, 47% of Americans, general population, 47% subscribed to what could be called a basic biblical view. In 2020, that had dropped to 25%. And then they began asking people who, and again, understand this is, these are people who are self-identified as born again. The percentage of born-again Christians with a biblical worldview has been cut well over in half over the last decade. Quote, this result is a startling degradation in worldview beliefs of born-again Christians in just over 10 years. Now, here's the bottom line. Of those who said, I am a born-again Christian, I am a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, 60% say that Jesus is not the only way of salvation. Buddha, Muhammad, and other religious leaders are equal in gaining entrance to heaven. 60%. Folks, listen. We got terrible things going on in Afghanistan. We got terrible things going on in China. We have so many things that could cause us to be distraught. But I think the thing that should rise above everything else is the gross inadequacy in the teaching of Bible doctrine in our churches. There is no excuse for a person sitting in a church that claims to be evangelical to not understand basic core fundamental doctrines like the exclusivity of Christ. This is certainly not true of all churches. Praise God. But so many evangelical churches have put almost all of their emphasis on really cool worship, emotional worship. And folks, listen, nobody is more of a strong believer in worship than I am. But we have put slick worship above the teaching of doctrine. And as long as we're having big crowds and everybody's emotional, everybody's waving their hands in the air when we're worshiping to many, many churches, it does not matter if they understand that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Because everybody's coming to church, they're having an emotional worship service, and they're leaving feeling good. Oh, church was great today. Oh, I felt so good when I left. Folks, sometimes you shouldn't leave church feeling good. 60% of young adults who claim to be born again do not understand that Jesus is the only way to heaven. That should shake all of us to our very core.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I learned a long time ago a crowd is not necessarily a congregation. I also learned a long time ago that mere numbers says very, very little about the effectiveness of a local church. Numbers say very little about the effectiveness of a local church. Joy and I often drive by a Jehovah Witness. What do they call it? My mind just went blank. Kingdom Hall. We drive by a Kingdom Hall. And on some evenings, the parking lot is filled to capacity. Couldn't hardly get another car in to the Kingdom Hall Jehovah Witnesses. Almost nothing that they believe is true. Almost nothing. I am thrilled when a Bible-believing church is growing, exploding, and there are many. If you were listening at 3:30, I told you about the church that we were at this past Sunday, way, 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 way up in Northeast Ohio. They're growing like crazy. They're doing great things. Well, praise God. But the numbers by themselves say almost nothing about the health of that church, the success of that church, the effectiveness of that church. You may have thousands on Sunday, but what have you accomplished if those people are not born again? They don't know they're going to heaven. They don't know that the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus. If they have not been taught just the fundamentals of doctrine, we have, let me again say, worship should be incredibly important in our churches. It should be. But it cannot take the place of solid Bible teaching and preaching. That should be paramount. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for. Guess what is numero uno, number one, doctrine. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Nothing there about getting a good feeling. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to make you feel good, warm and fuzzy. Hey, listen, there's a lot of the Word of God that'll make you feel good, warm and fuzzy. There are just so many wonderful promises. You read them, but the Bible also convicts, corrects, and teaches us about God and how to know Him and how to get to heaven. Can I illustrate this and demonstrate my fuddy-duddy-ness? If you go back 150 years, if you wanted to draw a crowd, you announced a tent meeting, a revival. Would there be music? Sure, there would be music. Of course, there's always been music in the church, always, always, always. But the draw was the preaching. They would have all-day meetings. They would start early in the morning and have one preacher after another. Some songs, worship interspersed, but people came to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Sometimes people would travel 2, 3, 4 days in a wagon on horseback to come and hear the proclamation of God's Word. Today, if you want to draw a crowd, you have a concert. Now, please tell me if I'm wrong. Please tell me if I'm wrong. You have a concert. You have the biggies in. The big well-known musicians. The gospel artists. The contemporary Christian music artists. That's how you draw a crowd. Am I grateful for Christian music? Oh, my goodness. Yes, 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 yes. Went to a concert Saturday night with the Gaithers. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Was blessed, encouraged. But it's the preaching of God's Word that must maintain the preeminence. If you got an hour of worship and a 15-minute sermon, your church is terribly unbalanced. Terribly unbalanced. And it's because we have reduced the emphasis on doctrine. And by the way, doctrine is not boring if it's presented in an exciting way. But this is how we have come to 60% of self-proclaimed born again. How many of those are really born again? I don't know. I have no way of knowing. 60% of young adults who say they're born again do not believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And you know what? I would venture to say that almost every one of those young people, young adults, are part of a church. And may I be bold enough to say their churches have failed them. If they have been a part of a church for any length of time and they believe that Buddha and Muhammad and Allah can get them to heaven just as much as Jesus and Jesus sinned just like anybody else, their church has failed them miserably. Miserably. Folks, listen. Be in a church that teaches doctrine. Be in a church that instructs people, gives people the gospel, teaches the foundational doctrines of Scripture. If you don't have one of those churches, find one. All right. End of rant. Well, for now. All right, we'll be back.
It's inspiration anytime you need it. Click today's devotional at WRFD.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.